Well, it's been a typically chaotic start to the NBA free agency period. Players going left, right and centre. And a man who's he's lived it and now he does a bloody good job talking about it. He played in the league for a long time. In fact, domestically, in the NBA and right around the world. Chris Anstey, of course, friend of SEN. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello, Sammy. I'm not sure I do it well, but I enjoy doing it.
Great to have you on board. Thanks so much for joining us. I tell you what, our Aussies have been involved as well. Aaron Baines signing with Toronto on a two-year deal. Well, I think, according to reports, worth just a tick over $14 million, $9.5 million US. So Aaron Baines had a pretty good season or period at the Phoenix Suns, didn't he? But he's off to Canada.
Yeah, he did. And you know what? There are a few of us. You know, I was hoping he might end up in LA and might even find a job at the Clippers, but he was in high demand. And as soon as Marc Gasol got traded to or signed as a free agent to go to the LA Lakers, then that just opened up the way for Aaron Baines. So, rap for him, and I think he'll continue. He came out during the week, and the thing he said was the game slowed down for him at last, and that's just a great sign for players who've been around for a few years that the game slowed down. So expect him to have a great year at Toronto with Coach Nick Nurse. Matthew Dellavedova, another one of the Aussies who was a free agent, signed a minimum deal, and he's staying at the Cavs. So there was a little bit of speculation as to whether or not we might see Dally back in the NBL or somewhere outside of the NBA, but he's there. Cleveland loved him. He's an incredible locker room guy. But, you know, just the one-year deal. So I'm sure the speculation will continue with the Tassie Jack Jumpers and both of the Melbourne teams. And, look, the other Aussie, Thon Maker, he's the guy out of the Aussies that's on the outer at the moment. Didn't get re-signed by Detroit. There hasn't been a lot of interest that I've heard of. But, fingers crossed he picks up another gig because we always want to see Aussies do well over there.
Yeah, and just with Dellavedova, that speaking of LA, there was some speculation he might have reunited with LeBron James there. I don't know how close that was to happening.
It's always the rumour, and I think that's Dally's best role, is to compliment an absolute superstar because he's safe with the ball, he defends, he makes great choices and knows how to get the right guys the right shots. And I guess the icing on the cake is we knew that LeBron James loved him, so you never know with the NBA, just because you're signed for a team doesn't necessarily mean you'll stay there for the season. And the Lakers are hard pressed on their hard cap, and they very well might make some moves as this goes. But it's been a crazy week. Speaking of the Lakers, I mean, you wouldn't think that a team that's just won the NBA championship, LeBron James and Anthony Davis obviously headlining, that could get better. I mean, they've kept Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. They've brought in Marc Gasol, who's a passing big, who'll be great for that group. Montrezl Harrell, they brought across from the Clippers. Dennis Schroeder, who might have been unlucky not to win the Sixth Man of the Year award that Montrezl Harrell won, will be absolutely a perfect fit as a player who can come in and make plays. And they brought in Wes Matthews, who's your stereotypical 3-and-D. Great three-point shooter, defends like crazy. So the Lakers have gotten better in amongst the craziness that's been the trade period so far.
Yeah, so they win it all, obviously. And then on paper, they just look scarier again, as you say. That is a formidable lineup on paper if they can make it work next season.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And they'll go into the next season, I would imagine, as short a price favourite as we've seen in quite a while. And everybody's just scrambling to keep up. We watch Philadelphia with interest to see what might happen with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. But, yeah, they've been retooling a little bit. The big watch is on Giannis Antetokounmpo and whether or not he signs his Supermax contract at the Bucks. They got in Drew Holiday to appease him, and there was a deal done with Bogdanovich, but apparently he didn't know about it and didn't agree with it, and he's gone and ended up most likely at the Atlanta Hawks. So I think there'll be a few people in Milwaukee sweating on the next few days and hoping that they're able to extend Giannis.
I've got a question here off the temper text, and I was pretty keen to ask you about this anyway. Please ask Chris about James Harden's interest in the 76ers. Do they have the assets to get him and keep their stars? He'd be a great fit for them. So the question is, Chris, can this trade be orchestrated without involving, say, Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons?
No. It could involve one of them, and I don't see it happening. I mean, training camp's only a week away. I don't see it happening in the next week. But I think what Doc Rivers needs to do as a new head coach at Philadelphia, taking over from our own Brett Brown, our own the NBL Brett Brown, is he needs to see if he can make that pairing work and understand, you know, get his feet under the desk, get on court with these guys and see what it looks like. But it's pretty widely known that Harden wants out, and it's become a little bit political as well. So it will be very fascinating to see where James Harden ends up. But Westbrook's still there as well. And as it stands, you've got their two biggest names both wanting out of the Rockets, but both at this stage likely to turn up to training camp in a week's time representing Houston.
Absolutely crazy, isn't it? And just with Aaron Baines, we were talking about earlier, he was quite buoyant this morning in his aims for the Boomers, just changing tack to international basketball for a second. So he wants to win gold, and he thinks Australia can do that next year in Tokyo. Tell us about this squad. I mean, on paper, so Bogut, if he gets there, Baines, Ingles, Patty Mills, Ben Simmons, and then you've got Dellavedova and Dante Exum, the list goes on. How do you look at that squad in terms of how it stacks up with those formed in Olympics gone by?
Yeah, and Ryan Brokoff, I think, is probably the most underrated recent NBA guy because he has the ability to stretch the floor for the guys that you just mentioned. Hey, we can compete with anyone in the world, and the thing about being so distanced from the rest of the world geographically here in Australia is oftentimes we do forget, as well as we're going, that the rest of the world is going similarly well. So Canada has gotten a lot better. The South American powerhouses haven't gotten weaker, and European basketball just remains incredibly tough. So, yeah, absolutely we have the capability of winning a medal, and it almost sounds like a broken record in men's basketball now, where we want, you know, every Boomer wants to be a part of that first group to do it. But I would probably say there'd be at least 8 other countries, at least, who would also consider themselves a medal chance and would be striving for the same thing. So it's going to be tough, but hey, let's hope we're having this conversation and the Olympics are going on in a few months' time, because still that's not set in stone yet, I wouldn't think.
No, that's the understatement of the year, isn't it? That's very much a massive watch this space in the coming months, what happens with Tokyo and the Olympics and whether they forge ahead without crowds, partial crowds and all that. That's a huge story for the next 6 months. Hey, tell us, Chris, you've been busy with the Two-Way Talk WNBL podcast you mentioned before the ad break. Tell us a bit about this.
Well, women's basketball and women's sport in general, something that I've been, I suppose, emotionally connected to even more in the last 6 or 7 years since my daughter has begun her basketball pathway. And the more you're involved in it, the more you realise they lack resources, financial exposure, just people talking about them. And when you get it, the evaluation oftentimes of our most elite female athletes is what they're doing away from the sport, not what they're doing on the court or in their field of play. So we wanted to, you know, get a podcast going where we highlighted them as professional athletes, spoke about what they were doing, critically analyzed them as well. It's not all just backpatting and telling everyone how great they're going.
Yeah,
I think we need to shine a light sometimes, especially at the end, yeah, especially in a period of time when there isn't a lot of other sport going on. But we need to shine a light on how great the WNBL is, evaluate them. And it's been a lot of fun. I'm doing it with Mark Worthington, who a lot of basketball people will know, Candy Hertz and Nathan Strempel. So, yeah, Two-Way Talk, join in. We'd love you to come and have a listen and support the girls.
I love it. And what the season's obviously off and running, Chris. What have you made of it early doors?
I have made of it probably the outside of having Liz Cambage back and being figuratively and literally bigger than the sport itself is that Shyla Hill, Shane Hill's daughter, is an absolute superstar and has continually gotten better even through COVID, which is rare because there have been a lot of excuses out there for a lot of athletes to fall behind in their training. But I would quite comfortably predict that she will almost play herself into an Opals position at these upcoming Olympics. She's that good at 19 years old.
Yeah, right.
And she'll be in the WNBA next year. So it's been an absolute pleasure watching her play. And so, the great thing here, every single one of the games for the WNBL season's on KO. A lot of them are on Fox Sports and ABC. So they're all being showed. So there's no excuse really to not follow the sport and follow women's basketball.
So in regards to work ethic then, Shyla Hill, the apple hasn't fallen too far from the tree then from the old man?
It hasn't, and neither's the attitude. And I say that as an absolute positive, because she is going up, you know, night by night and competing against Opal. She had a great game against, you know, current Opal Tessa Levy last game, and she actually, you know, she has that real competitive streak in her. So you're right, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And you know, she's the exact same age, and she's very good friends with my daughter. So I've got to see quite a lot of her, and she is going to be very, very special. As are a few others, our own Melbourne's own Jade Melbourne. You know, she's playing for the Canberra Capitals and starting as a 17-year-old. She's turned 18, Jade. Jeez. But top scored for the Capitals, who are the defending champions twice now. So there are just some incredible stories. And as we watch the games, it's being played at a really high level.
Fantastic. Chris, when the NBA free agency window, when does it actually close? What are we looking at there?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. Yeah. I reckon we've got 2 days left, because training camp starts in about a week's time. I may be wrong on that. Don't quote me. But look, it's just going to continue to be hectic. All eyes on Giannis. As a basketball fan, it feels fantastic, and it feels a little bit surreal that we're going into training camp so soon after the last season.
Yeah.
Just finished. These guys probably would have only just gotten a chance to put their feet up and relax, and they're back into it. But as a basketball fan, we get NBA hoops on Christmas Day and a few days before Christmas, so that's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Chris, absolute pleasure to catch up with you. Fantastic work with the Two-Way Talk WNBL podcast. We'll catch that as well. And enjoy the last couple of days of the NBA free agency window. It's been great theatre in itself. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Chris Anstey joining us there as part of a McCafe coffee catch-up. Make sure you head to McCafe for a fast, safe and contact-free barista-made coffee. Always great to catch up with Chris and his intimate knowledge of the NBA. Fascinating period, the free agency window over there, and the Aussies have featured prominently. If you follow the 76ers or you're a James Harden fan, going to be fascinating to see what happens there, how they can make that trade work. And will the Aussie be involved? Will Joel Embiid have to make way? It's hard to see the 76ers doing that. How do they get James Harden? According to Chris Anstey, there's no other way. Stay with us here on Afternoon. Sam Edmund with you, sitting in for Dwayne Russell right up until 3 o'clock. We're not too far away from catching up with Mason Wood. The delisted North Melbourne forward is going to join us after 2 o'clock as he strives to secure a second chance. The delisted free agency window opens up on Thursday. More of your calls, more of your texts on the other side of this.